Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go. 'Cause when I look to the sky, something tells me you're here with me. And you make everything all.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Forever Family Foundation radio show, Signs of Life. And tonight's program is Mediums and Messages, and I am your host, psychic medium Joanne Gerber. Tonight's show is sponsored by VictorZamet.com, a lawyer that presents the evidence for the afterlife. And please do visit our sponsor's website at VictorZamet.com. That's VictorZamit.com. Lots of fabulous information about studies and many numerous articles about the afterlife. It's really a wonderful site, so please do visit VictorZamet.com. So tonight is Mediums and Messages, and tonight we're going to be talking with and chatting it up with one of our newly certified Forever Family Foundation mediums, Catherine Nadal, and she'll be joining us shortly. But in the meantime, I'd like to just tell you a little bit about some upcoming events with the Forever Family Foundation. On July 26th, there's going to be a grief retreat in Chester, Connecticut, transforming connections and healing between two worlds. And this is going to be an amazing event. I've actually been to the retreat center before when I volunteered for one of Forever Family's past conferences, and it's really a wonderful, intimate setting, and we have some wonderful presenters there. You can look up all the information on their website at foreverfamilyfoundation.com, and you can also find out more about registration there. I know I've just been alerted that the retreat center is completely booked. However, there is accommodations available at surrounding hotels, but there is still tickets left for the event. So please contact, foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I correct myself. I did say .com earlier, foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Also, the Forever Family Foundation annual conference this year will be held in San Diego, California, November 9th and 10th. And the name of the conference is In Search of the Afterlife. We have a whole list of some amazing, fabulous presenters. Lord Auerbach, Eben Alexander III, Stephen Brody, Jeffrey Tarrant, Tom and Lisa Butler, and also our certified Forever Family Foundation mediums, Janet Meyer, Flora Jackson, and Angelina Diana, will also be presenting at this conference. So it's something that you don't want to miss. And also as a bonus, as a special fundraiser on Friday evening, just before the conference, is going to be a presentation by the Forever Family Foundation certified medium, Kim Russo. So this is an event not to be missed. It's only once a year, and if you miss it this year, you'll have to wait till next year. So we're going to be taking a break shortly, and then we're going to be coming back on the air again with our tonight's medium, Catherine Nadal. I hope that you're all staying cool inside in air conditioning. I know here on the East Coast, I'm in Boston, and it's been very, very hot and humid. And I hope tonight you have a nice cold beverage, and you can sit back and relax in a cool room and enjoy tonight's radio show. We look forward to making connections for you. and with your loved ones on the other side, and we'll be joining you again shortly with Catherine Nadal.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, EAA EVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Good evening and welcome back, everyone. Welcome to tonight's program, Signs of Life Radio Show, Mediums and Messages. And this evening, I am happy to meet and work with one of our newly certified Forever Family Foundation mediums, Catherine Nadal. And Catherine is a psychic medium. She has a wonderful website. If you go to her website, there's so much information about her. She has quite the amazing journey. Her website is www.dreamcentralstation.com. Again, www.dreamcentralstation.com. Tonight's guest medium, Catherine Nadal. She also has a book that she's published called Seeing More Than Clouds in Your Coffee. Looks very, very interesting, and I'm very much looking forward to bringing her on. So a warm welcome for our guest tonight, Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, warm like you.
Oh. Yeah, it's a little bit too warm, huh?
Yeah, well, it is summer, they say, right?
It is, yeah. It seems to be getting warmer every year, but we won't talk about global warming because that's not what tonight's show is all about. Welcome to the show and welcome to the Forever Family Foundation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. We appreciate your taking the time and energy to be with us this evening.
Yeah, so it's a wonderful foundation. Thank you.
It is. It certainly is. And growing every day. I also forgot to mention earlier that we do have a Facebook page, too, so please drop by and check out the Forever Family Foundation Facebook page. We are growing in numbers of likes, and I hope you will also like us, too. So I've been looking at your website, and it seems like you've had one amazing journey.
Yeah, it's been very interesting.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about a little bit before we take calls tonight about you know, how you got started in the work that you do? I see that you also read coffee grinds, or is that something you did before? Is that something you continue to do?
Oh, I continue to do it. I actually identified my gift young as a child, around 9 years old, and I speak about that in the book. And growing up, realizing I got a lot of information in dreams. And throughout my life, I've been guided very strongly. And it wasn't until I've been in the military 22 years, but it wasn't until I returned from Iraq in 2005 that I had people approaching me, telling me that I needed to work with the public. Growing up in my late teens, I got involved with reading Italian and Turkish coffee, and it's kind of a novelty. It's fun and everything, but I was realizing that I was delivering information that was beyond, you know, coffee cup, you know, tea leaf kind of readings. And I was touching on a lot more. And the information that I was giving actually caught kind of a lot of attention because it was unique. And, you know, I did it in the family and for friends and in college and cafes. And it was really kind of like what I kind of grew my confidence in, because I had been receiving the information that was beyond the cup. And it was more of a setting where I had, you know, more than just my own information. You know, the dreams is just a solo experience. But when you're sitting with others, it's more of a group setting. And that's really where I got my basis. Further on, after Iraq, I attended Arthur Findlay and took some studies there, did some work in trance, did a lot of work in mediumship. And the tutors there are completely strict, and they're wonderful. And they really encouraged me to continue working with the public. And I realized that I am very unique. And I am a New Yorker, and I talk fast and everything, so I always warn people up ahead, you know, if my accent or, you know, I'm talking too fast. And it's kind of comical when you go to Arthur Findlay, because they're not used to always getting someone from New York. They're getting people from England and Scotland and all over. So it was always, you know, kind of comical when I got up, because I'm a little animated. But it was a lot of fun. And I have almost respect for the tutors and all the students that make the journey there. And also there's a facility here in New Jersey that the tutors come over. And so if students, you know, can't afford the journey over, I took a couple of classes there with Reverend Janet Nahovac. And she's also part of the Forever Family.
Right.
And
yep.
She has the tutors over, and they're just as wonderful here as they are there. So it's quite a great experience.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Because that's, you know, what you do is certainly a specified craft. It's not very often that we come across someone that does readings that actually uses the coffee grinds. That's a very old tradition, probably dating back to what period of time would you say?
Well, I think Mideasterners. I mean, you can probably go all the way back to Mideastern time with that. But I'm not, when I'm doing my mediumship readings, I'm very not using the coffee grinds. People sit with me doing the coffee grinds. They want a psychic reading. They want something that they can actually see and put the pieces together. So when someone is fairly new to getting that information, now, the way I work, I'm a medium. So if some, you know, I have a spirit stepping through in the middle of the coffee cup reading, you know, and the person sitting for that is open to that, then I share that information as well. But I do a lot of gallery readings, and that's kind of like what I'm known for.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. So we're going to be taking some calls tonight, Catherine. And is just the person's first name and where they're calling from, is that okay to...
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Okay, to connect, okay, because we're going to ask our listeners to call in tonight, and we already have several calls on hold for you, Catherine. And we're going to ask that if you have a question for Catherine or if you'd like to make a connection. We'd like to keep the focus around doing readings, mediumship readings, mediumistic, mediumistic readings, and not so much of the psychic because that's not what the show is about. But some people tend to ask that, or things come through, and we just, you know, we do our best to work with it. But tonight's all about proving the afterlife and answering questions, because I'm sure we have lots of listeners out there with questions. So, Catherine, I'm going to bring on our first guest, who is Christy, on line one, calling from Florida. Hello, Christy. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Hi. How are
Hello.
You? Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling Signs of Life, Mediums and Messages. Do you have a question, or would you like to make a connection with Catherine?
I'd like a connection,
Catherine.
Please.
Okay, Catherine.
Okay, hi. What I'd like to do is the way I work is I speak about sides of the family. I'd like to go to your father's side of the family right now, and I feel like I want to go one generation above. This feels like granddad. Do you understand that?
Okay.
That would be yes, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just yes or no is fine. And what I'm feeling is I'm feeling that there's one side of the family kind of more connected than the other side, or more contact. And I do feel like there's an importance with your granddad. And the importance is not just connecting with your dad, but it's connecting with the rest of the family. I feel like your granddad was a very pivotal person in the family. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I also feel like the important thing about him was that there's a value thing here, and he's talking about being a very hard worker and being very, very proud. And I feel like either there was a family business or there's work around the family that seemed to have a very big importance. And I do feel like some of the family, he speaks about some of the family either not being around or have moved around, but he's talking about that the ethics and the morals and the values haven't changed with that. And I feel like there's a lot of pride with him. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because I feel like he's coming across showing me his hands, and he's showing me his hands in, like, in a very big way, meaning either he worked with his hands or he really was very strong with his hands. But he's coming across with almost like a very big feeling of physical strength. And I feel like what he's saying, the message for you, is to say that don't forget how strong you are, and that there's a sense here of either you feel a little bit alone or you're feeling like you're decreasing in your strength a little bit, and he's saying you're strong. You can keep going on. I do feel like he's saying the past year has been difficult for you, and he's saying not to forget, not to forget. And he's saying that there's a lot of memories with your family, and he's just saying, like, they're all with you. And there's other people that are passed on. I feel like there's people stepping up around him. But I do feel like he's taking on the voice in this reading here. And I do feel like he's petting your hair in a way, and he's telling you it's going to be all right. I do feel like he's showing me like a rocky road behind you and like a little bit in front of you. But he's saying stay strong, and that he has this strength for you, and he's almost in a way giving it out to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I hope this connection has helped you.
No, it has.
Okay, great. There's a lot of love for you with him. So I'm really glad that you called in, because his energy is really very powerful. So you're very lucky to have this. It's very nice. Thank you very much, Joanne.
Thank you for calling in, Christy. Have a good night. We have lots of callers waiting on the line, so we're going to go to the next caller, if that's okay with you, Catherine.
Yes.
Okay, so we have Cynthia on line two, Cynthia from Massachusetts. Good evening, Cynthia.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling in. And how can we help you this evening?
Well, I got some potentially bad medical news, and I was wondering if my mom might have a message for me.
Okay, Catherine?
Okay. what I'm getting here is I feel like when I connect with your family, I actually feel that there's more than just your mom that's passed. I do feel like there's a lot of women in your family, and I feel like there's a lot of like camaraderie. I don't feel like you're alone right now. I feel like there's a feeling of there's a gentleness feeling that I'm getting with you, and I feel like the gentleness really came from your mom. But I also feel like the feeling is around you. I feel like either you took on your mom's like a lot of her traits, because I'm getting a very similar feeling. The way I feel with her is the way I feel with you. And there's a lot of similarities. I do feel like there's a sense of worry here, but I also feel like maybe mom was a bit of a worrier more than you, because I do feel like there's a sense of concern, but I feel like there's a sense of relief as well. I do feel like there's another woman. It feels like she's your grandma, which would be on your grandma's, your mom's mom. And I do feel like there's a sense of, I almost want to jump to the other side of the family, and that there's another woman there, which would feel like either your father's mom or another aunt. But I do feel like there's two or three women that I feel that are kind of, they're kind of lining up here, and I feel like they're sending you a lot of love. But I do feel like this is a sense of, there's a sense of worry and concern for you, but I do feel like there's a sense that I want to be drawn back. So either this is something that has happened before, but I do get the feeling that they're making me recall something, or making me feel like we have to think back to something. I do feel like there's a bit of confusion around you, and I feel like they're saying, there's a feeling here that's saying, like, please try to keep the courage here. But I do feel like this is a repeat. So either someone else was going through something in the past, but they keep giving me the impression that we need to go back and look at something again, or we have to go back and look at how this might have occurred to someone else. I do feel like the big message here is to keep the courage, and I do feel like the sense of confusion, there is a clearing in the confusion, but I do feel like they're lining up these three women. Someone also has an A initial. There's like an Anne, or there's something about an A. I feel like they're speaking about an A initial. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because I do feel like there's just a lot of love, and I really feel like they're just, I feel like they're directing me, I just feel like they're directing me to your throat area. And for me, that would be that they want you to have a voice. They want you to speak up and ask a lot of questions. They're not showing me any medical signs. They're not diagnosing or anything like that. They're just telling me to have you speak up, ask a lot of questions, and then there's a very big hug coming from them. They have a lot of courage for you, okay? I hope this connection has helped you.
It's wonderful. Thank you. It's a gift. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you for calling. Have a great evening. Wonderful, Catherine. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to take another call? Or,
yes.
Okay. All right, so we've got line four, but I'm not clear as to who it is. I heard Florida, but I'm not sure of the name. So we're going to go to line four with Linda from Florida. Thank you, Linda from Florida. Hello, Linda.
Hello. Listen, I'm a native New Yorker, too.
Very good.
Okay. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi. Can I get a connection?
Yes,
sure. Catherine?
Yes, thank you. What I want to do is I'm actually being pulled. It's actually very interesting when I feel that I'm getting pulled into two different directions, okay? I'm actually being pulled literally like outside of the family for a second, and I feel like I have a very close friend, and I feel that they're identifying themselves as friend, but yet it's a woman, and I feel like she's insisting that she's family. Okay, and I feel like what she's doing is she's reaching out, and I feel like she's throwing her arm, like she's throwing her arm as if you would throw around like your neck, and saying like you guys were buddies. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, but
okay,
I don't have anybody departed.
You don't have anyone who's passed?
No, that would be my friend.
Oh, is this a family member then?
Okay.
Because I feel
all
like
right.
The first thing she's saying is friend, and then I feel like she's throwing her arm around like you would be sisters. So it's a very close connection with a woman, And I feel that's the feeling she's giving me. So is this a family member?
No.
She feels like she's like 40s in her 50s. She doesn't feel like she's in her 80s. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Linda, can I, would, I just want to just say I feel a woman around you, but I feel a mother's vibration from the spirit side of life.
Oh, okay.
Is your mom has passed over.
Yes, she has.
Yeah, and she comes through, and I feel very warm, very loving. Very loving vibration from her. She tells me she was very ill before she passed. I feel like I have problems in my lungs and my heart. I feel congested. I feel pain and pressure on my chest before passing. There's something with difficult time breathing, and I feel like my lungs, I either need to have aspiration or, you know, there's something with respiratory here. I feel like either she could have been a smoker or she did have a lot of issues in her lungs and chest before passing. You understand that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And she comes through with so much love. She was a very strict mom. I want to say that she was strict, but she did everything in a very loving way. You knew when she did something for you, it was because she loved you. You understand that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't feel, when I sense her energy, was she just in her 70s when she passed?
Yes, she was.
Yeah, because I feel her like around 70s. And, you know, she's coming in here. She came in here right when you got on the line. And, you know, this is Catherine's night to do readings. But I couldn't resist chiming in because she just has such a strong energy. And she really wants to let you know that you're here and that this may be the first time you ever spoke to her, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does.
After her passing.
Yes.
Yeah, because she's very excited. And when I see Spirit get very excited, I feel like this must be your first reading. Hooray! And she's very excited about it because she was very skeptical of everything when she was here. You understand that?
Yes, she was.
I wouldn't say she was open-minded. I want to say that if she didn't like the subject you were talking about, she would like to change subjects. You understand that with her?
Yes.
I feel like a woman who had a lot of energy, and she loved her coffee. Because I see her drinking coffee.
Yes.
So I want to say, I smell coffee as I connect to her. And I feel like, you know, there might have been times you two had coffee together. And she loved to also get her hair done, too. And her hair was a little bit on the wavy or curly side. She liked a little wave of curl to it. You understand that with her?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And she was someone who was simple, but, you know, she was very confident with herself in life, I want to say, till the end when she got very ill. But most of her, I feel like throughout her life, she was very confident. She always felt she was making the best decisions, which if you were to look back and think about things, you knew that she did, and she did it all out of love. I feel firm but very loving.
Yes.
You also have, are there three siblings here? Are you one of three siblings?
No.
Okay. There's something about the three that she refers to.
No, two.
There's two children here?
No, me and my brother.
Okay. So would there have been possibly a child that passed, or mom could have had a miscarriage? I feel like she's talking about three children.
No.
All right. Just remember I mentioned that, okay? Or does someone have three children? Are there three grandchildren here?
No, she didn't have any grandchildren.
Okay, I don't know. There's something with the three. She keeps talking about the three children. So just remember I mentioned that, okay?
Okay.
There's someone either, if it wasn't her own, then there is a younger child that would have passed in the family before her.
Maybe a cousin.
I don't want to say sudden passing. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Person passed very quickly.
No.
Okay. Well, just think about what I've mentioned. Sometimes things come through after a session, after a reading. So just think about that, because I do feel there is three. She's very firm on the three.
Well, she was one of two sisters, so that's three, and
Over there? Are there two sisters there? Are they all three together on the other side?
I hope so.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that. Okay, she's one of three. So she has two siblings that are with her that are passed on as well, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for clarifying that. That's what I'm getting then.
Yes.
So I want to say that she's talking about the three children of the three of them. She was very close with her siblings. I feel a close
yes.
connection here. Especially there was a female sibling that she was very close to. And
yes.
I feel like they were either close in age or they lived close by or something. And that sibling would have passed before your mom. Would you understand that?
Okay, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because she's talking about meeting her on the other side, like that her sister helped her to make the transition. So I do need to let you know that she's now with them, okay?
Good, yes.
She says you worry too much. Stop worrying about things. There's something about getting your house in order, and I don't know whether you're moving or packing or cleaning out, but she's around your house. You understand that?
Yes.
There's something about getting rid of the clutter, or you're keeping too much around, because I feel like you're putting stuff in boxes or giving things away or been packing things up. You understand that?
Not really, but if she says
so. What are all the boxes, the stuff? Or are you going through boxes or been making space? She talks about making space.
No.
Well, there's something here, and I don't know if it's got to do with her things or your things, but somebody's got to be somebody's either looking through boxes and or is moving or is putting things in storage or cleaning out or something, because she shows me all these boxes. And it might be a project that was recently started. I'm not sure if it's with you or with your sibling. You may want to check with them as well. But there's something where she's been around. And did someone just get new kitchen cabinets or had to redo the cabinets or paint in the kitchen?
No.
Okay. Just be aware that I mentioned that. And you, like I said, you may want to check with your sibling, because this is what she's showing me. Okay. There's something with, like, painting the cabinets or changing the doors or doing something with the kitchen cabinets or painting in the kitchen.
Okay.
Not that
I know of, but I'll keep that in mind.
Just be aware this also could be connected with a sibling. Is somebody doing, like, remodeling in their house or doing a kitchen over or something like that?
No.
All right. Just be aware where that comes up, okay? This is someone who liked to, very much was attached to her home. I feel like someone who was very attached to her house.
She was attached to her, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and she tells me she visits you too. And I feel that, that she, when you have coffee, she has coffee with you.
Okay.
She loves your kitchen. Aww. There's something about the kitchen and loves the light that comes in the kitchen.
And what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
The light in your kitchen, or the light that comes in the kitchen. She talks about the light. She loves sitting there in the light that comes in the kitchen.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And you talk to her, but you're not sure if you hear her back. So know that she knows that you talked to her, and keep talking to her, because when we communicate with the other side, Linda, it's met through mental telepathy. It's through our thought process. So when you're thinking about her, she's also aware that you are thinking about her as well. So whatever you want to say to her, whether it be out loud or in your mind, she can hear you, and she knows that you think of her often. And she's going to try to come through more to you. I feel that she's trying to establish a better connection with you.
Yeah.
You have her ring.
I know what you're saying.
Are you there, her ring? She's talking about her ring. Excuse me. Go ahead.
I wear her. She gave my grandmother a wedding band, and I wear that ring sometimes.
Yes. And what's the September connection?
That's my birthday.
Yeah. Okay. So she's wishing you almost your birthday. Almost your birthday. Happy birthday. And know that she's around you with much love. It's all about the love, and love is the energy that connects us, Linda. So keep talking to your loved ones, and I want to thank you with the blessings and love from Spirit. Thank you for calling in tonight. We're going to
stop.
You're very welcome. Have a good night. We're going to just take a short break for a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back again with our featured certified Forever Family medium, Catherine Nadal, taking your calls. Her website, again, is www.dreamcentralstation.com. Please visit her website. It's pretty amazing. And check out her book, Seeing More Than Clouds in Your Coffee. And we'll be right back. Thank you.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, EAA EVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to Mediums and Messages at Signs of Life Radio, we are here this evening with certified Forever Family Foundation medium, Catherine Nadal. Catherine, are you still there?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, great, thank you. So we have some more people on the line, so we're going to try to get to as many callers as we can. As always, time sure does fly by fast. And it's about 8:45, so if you want to call in, you still have time to call in and give us a call, and we can help you make a connection or answer your questions. So on line 5, we have Teresa from Michigan. Hello, Teresa.
Hi.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you.
Good. So you've called in for a message from a loved one, or do you have a question?
No, I would really love a connection, please.
Okay, Teresa, I'm going to hand you over to Catherine. Catherine, we have Teresa here from Michigan.
Hi, Teresa. What I'd like to do Hi. With you is I'd like to just, I'm being drawn, actually, immediately to an older man. He actually feels like a grandfather, and I feel like he's actually being very quiet, and I feel like, not that he doesn't want to say much, but I do feel like he's taking on a sense of reserve. He's being reserved here, but I do feel like what he's saying is that your family has come together most recently, and there's been, like, more contact with the family, and I feel like this is coming from your father's side. This would be your dad's dad. Does that make sense to you?
Not really.
Okay. Do you have a grandfather passed? Because I'm getting an older man, yep. and I feel like he's somehow connected to your dad.
Yep, that's true.
Okay, so then this is maybe your mom's dad, because I feel like he's coming across in a father figure kind of a role, and I do feel like he's giving me the feeling that he's granddad. I do feel like he's quiet, and I feel like he's coming across like in a very, his demeanor is very like kind of professional, and he's kind of standing back for a while. I feel like he's standing back, but I feel like there's been a lot of observation, and there's been a lot of observation on the family, and I do feel like there's a sense of saying that the family has really become more close, or there's more of a tightness with the family. Does that make sense to you?
If it's on my mom's side, then yeah, that does make sense now.
Okay, good. So this would be your mom's dad that's passed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now you're clarifying if it's not your dad, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What I feel like what he's saying is that there's a sense of pride with you, and I feel like what he's saying is that he's actually saying that there was a sense of him not being well, but I don't feel like it was really spoke about much. And I do feel like he struggled with stuff that ran in his family. He's giving me the feeling that this was either a circulation problem or something that was like blood-related, blood pressure, heart, something like that. And I do feel like he speaks about this affecting other people in the family, or there's a speak of that happening with other people in the family. But I do feel like that's something's being spoken about like that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel like also either he was short of breath, or I feel like he's talking about someone being short of breath or having difficulty speaking. And I do feel like there's a sense he almost shifts now and he wants to speak about you. And I feel like what he's doing, he's saying like either you were promoted or you're being promoted up. But there's like almost like there's applause around you, like he's clapping around you. And there's like a lot of pride. You've accomplished something recently, or you're on your way to this big accomplishment, and he's very, very proud of you. And I feel like that's the focus of the message here. I feel like there's some concern about other people in the family. I feel like there's some medical talk, but I feel like he really wants to speak directly to you. And I feel like he's saying you're promoted in two ways. He's saying, like, this is a life achievement. This is something that you've been able to do yourself. But I do feel like he's saying that you've achieved your own self, meaning that you've brought yourself to a better emotional state, and he's very happy about that. This would be somebody that when, you know, there's a sense of you becoming happier in life, and I feel like he's saying that there's no sense of feeling that you're alone anymore, and you're much happier, and I feel like there's a sense of him telling you that you're not alone and that you never have been alone, and to pay attention to your dreams, because I feel like he's talking a lot about your dreams and that you do dream. Does this make sense to you?
No. I would like to have dreams.
Because I feel like he's saying that you have seen things. So I don't know if you're seeing things before they happen, or you're having a sense that you've seen them, and either you don't know if you saw it in a dream or you just saw it. But I feel like he's saying that you're seeing stuff, and you're seeing stuff happening, like, right before your eyes. And he's saying, like, this is part of your awareness. And I do feel like he's saying that you're in a better place now. And I feel like he just wants to keep reiterating that about you. Does that make sense?
Actually, I've been in a really, really, really bad place emotionally because of the death, and would really love to be in a good place.
I feel like there's an advancement here. I do feel like he's saying that you're not alone, like there's a sense of feeling not alone. But I do feel like there's a sense here that you're coming around with this, okay? And I feel like you're not alone. There's a very big support system here to you, and I feel like he speaks about a woman, and I feel like he's saying that you're lucky to have her. Is this your mom he's speaking about?
Yes.
Okay, because he's saying that you're really not alone, and there's a very big thing in the family right now, and he keeps talking about that, about people being very close now, okay? And I do feel like he's saying that you actually have, there's a name repeated here in the family, and he wants to talk about it. So either your name, you were named after someone, or someone in the family was named after someone, but I feel like he's talking about being very, very proud of a name in that side of the family. Does that make sense?
Not offhand, it doesn't.
Because he's talking about a name repeating. Is this a name of one of your friends that is his name? Because I feel like he's talking about the name repeating or having the same name. And he also speaks about a dog.
Huh.
Does this make sense to
you? I don't know about
it. I feel a dog, too, with him on the other side. I was just getting that as you said that, Catherine.
Yeah, I just feel it very strongly. So unless he had the dog before she knew him, you know, like a dog when he was growing up. But I just feel, I really feel like he had a lot of love. And I feel like he's giving his love to her. And I do, I understand this sense of loneliness and grief with her. I do understand this. And but I do feel like he keeps stressing about the family. And the message here is like, stick with the family. There's a new tightness or there's a new camaraderie here in the family. And you have to stay with that. I feel like there's been a lot happening. I feel like he wants me to go back at least 3 years with this. Does that make sense to you? I feel like he's saying the last 3 years with you have been very difficult. And I feel like it's been a consecutive different events that have happened to you.
Yeah.
And I feel like I feel like he's saying, like, I want you to remember this, and I want you to remember everything that you go through. There's a sense here that these things are happening to you, and they're being validated that they're happening to you, but that you're not alone, okay? And I do feel like he's saying that he's clapping for you and that there's an achievement here, and he's happy for you, and that there is, like, you're becoming into a better place. And I know it's hard for us to see it now, but I do feel like there's a sense that he's giving us here, that there is good coming for you. So I do feel like he's saying that you're achieving something in the very near future, and I do feel like he's giving you that support. It's interesting because the dog came running through so quickly, and I feel what he's saying is that, like, animals give unconditional love. You know, like, they just love you for any old reason. And I feel like that's, like, part of the lesson, too. Like part of the message is, like, almost like to think, like, how easy it is for people to love. And I think that's, like, the message here, that it's so easy to love, but it's so hard to lose. And I think that's really his message, that he's sending you love.
I don't know if I'm allowed to ask you a question, but my daughter died. That's who I really wanted to know if she's okay.
Your daughter. Well, this is what when I'm speaking with your grandfather here, he's saying to me that the last 3 years have been very difficult. And I have to go with what he's saying, and he's validating everything that you've gone through, and that he is very hopeful for you. For him giving me the dog is really incredible, because he's saying here that it's so easy to love, but it's so hard to lose. And he's very much aware of this, and that she's not, your daughter is not alone. And that this is all part of, you know, their caretaking for her now. And, you know, it's interesting because he showed me that with the dog, and that it is unconditional. And I think that's his message for you. And very difficult. I feel like, I don't know if this happened a year ago, but I'm almost seeing, like, winter time. So I don't know if this happened around wintertime, but he's showing me like wintertime. I don't know if that makes sense. And I also get a very sense of like this was like difficult, but it was also kind of quick and rapid. And I just feel like the period of this process was very confusing. And I feel like there's like an unsettlement of like not being able to know what decisions were being made. I don't know if that makes sense to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because I do feel like there's a sense of like almost like he keeps showing me like snow and winter. And I almost feel like I want to talk about like around Christmas time. So I don't know if that's like a significant like birth, like a birth or a passing in the family. But I almost feel like other things, I feel like when this was happening with your daughter, I feel like other things were happening in the family because he's giving me the impression that it was very chaotic and that many different things were happening at the time. Does that make sense? Because it doesn't feel like this was the only thing happening. It felt like everything was kind of chaotic and very confusing. But it keeps showing me Christmas time. Did this happen around Christmas time?
It didn't. It was in the summertime.
Okay. There's something about Christmas time. I don't know, but I don't know if this was the first Christmas without her. But I just feel like there's like some kind of a Christmas connection.
That's interesting because I just saw a Christmas tree with an ornament on with a picture in it. Do you, would you understand that, Teresa? The picture of the child, your daughter?
I had wanted to make her one, but I couldn't because it was too hard.
Okay. Well, maybe that's something that you'll be doing this year. I think that, you know, we don't want to force ourselves to do anything when we're not ready to do it. And that's what is what the grief process is all about, is because everybody will experience it differently. And you need to experience what you're experiencing and the healing to take place in the time that you need just for you. So do things when you feel it's right, Teresa. I'm so sorry about your daughter.
Yeah, I know. Terrible.
You know, she is okay.
That's right.
I felt she was very young and very sweet, very adorable. And there's something very unexpected or sudden about the passing. You understand that?
It was me. It was my fault.
Well, that's not what she's saying. I feel like, you know, she wants you to forgive that and let go of that because she's not saying that. I feel like she really loves you. And that you were very good to her when you were here. But we have to, we do have to,
thank
we have
you
just
so much.
A few minutes for the show. Teresa?
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for calling in. Again, I'm so sorry about your loss. And, talk to her and, you know, let her know that you think about her. And you will receive signs from her. I'm quite sure that if you allow that awareness around you, that you're going to receive signs very shortly from her, very soon.
Yeah, that's what grandfather was saying, Joanne, that pay attention to her dreams.
Yeah, and dreams
yeah, I definitely think she's going to see stuff. Mm-hmm.
We do have to close. We are out of time for this evening. But, Teresa, thank you so much for calling in, and I wish you all the love and blessings from those in spirit and wish you very well. And Catherine, thank you so much for being a guest on our show this evening. You're really wonderful.
You.
And it
thanks
was
for having
a
me
joy
on.
To work with you. Again, Catherine Nadal, psychic medium. Her website is www.dreamcentralstation.com. And I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening on Signs of Life Radio, Mediums and Messages. And remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. Good night, everyone.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.